Shalom, אנחנו קוראים.
Hello, we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the essay, The Arvut, Mutual Guarantee. You can find it in the archive. You can also ask questions during the lesson through Kabbalah.tv.
Yes, so we're continuing the study of the matter of the Torah, the essence of the Torah, why it was given, and why specifically to a small group, the people of Israel, for what purpose was it given, what is the essence of the Torah, and how can we reach it, open it up. It's written that it includes within it the whole of reality. So what is this concept of Torah? This term, we need to discover all of that. Otherwise, we have nothing to do with that Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, which our forefathers received and then passed on to us. If there are any questions regarding Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and this the article that we read before, you can ask. What we derived from there mostly is that the essence of the Torah is to bring us to love thy friend as thyself. We are in an inverted state to that. The Creator created us with the opposite quality, that of unfounded hate. And our development in our will to receive, that we become more and more egoistic, more hateful, more hateful of each other and more hated. So there was a period where humanity reached hatred, and then the Torah was revealed. And a part of humanity was in a state where it could understand the essence of the Torah, the extent to which this giving from above is special and incredible, and how it saves all of humanity from hatred, from destruction, from remoteness, its remoteness, its distance from the Creator. And therefore, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, is such an incredible thing. Not only for Israel, that group which took upon itself to love thy friend as thyself, to achieve that with the help of the Torah, but also for the whole of humanity, where what the people of Israel received from above, and what they implement between them, they also have the duty of being a light unto the nations and to convey the usage of the Torah, perhaps on a different degree, in a different manner, but to convey it to the nations of the world, to bring about a state where they all know me from the least to the greatest, and my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations, as it is written. Therefore, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, is a very special, very great holiday in which the whole of humanity receives some upliftment above the beasts, because everyone seems as beasts, and they can, with the power of the Torah, the upper spiritual power, above the still vegetative and animate, above this world, to achieve spiritual degrees, eternal and whole. And so, during this holiday that's coming upon us, this weekend, we really have to give thanks for the reception of this means, which allows us to bring ourselves from the degree of animal to the degree of Adam, human. Adam from the word dome, similar to the Creator. And in this manner, we truly achieve transcendence and bestowing contentment upon our Maker. And the main thing in the usage of the Torah, it's as Rabbi Akiva writes, and also in other sources, in the Gemara and other sources, it's written that love thy friend as thyself is the great rule of the Torah, meaning that the Torah is intended only in order to bring us to the love of others. And why is it that in the love of others, through it, we actualize the Torah? Because then we rise above our ego, the desire we have, which makes us distant to one another. And it's written that it's deliberately, I have created the evil inclination, it is said. And we receive the power of the Torah against it to bring us closer. And through these two forces, the power which brings us together and the power which makes us drift apart, we build our kli. It expands with the hatred, and it's tied together within it. All its shattered, broken parts are connected together with love, by love. And so we come to an expanded kli, 620 times bigger, Tarach it's called, so that's why it shattered, and we bring it back to closeness, connection, and wholeness. And specifically in this way, instead of being created beings who have no minds, no hearts, no awareness of divinity, by going through these states of shattering, remoteness, and then through our efforts, connection and closeness, we reach a state where we can discover within us the upper force, the Creator. And then, through the love of others, we reach the love of the Creator. And that is the purpose of the whole of creation. By that, we achieve the degree of the Creator. And by that, we bestow contentment upon Him and are in adhesion with Him.
And love of others and love of the Creator are both realized in one kli, and this is how we are in this eternal whole state entirely in order to bestow. So this holiday, this festival is very special. A state where you receive the Torah is also a very special state, when you feel the need for it. Otherwise, you can never receive anything if you have no need for it. Then we have to understand, if we're standing before receiving the Torah, are we really standing before this? Do we really need this or not? What is this need to receive the Torah? And here, we have to understand what state we're in. A state where everything is broken, everything seems to be lost. Humanity, even though it's reached the highest peak of technology, economy, and everything, is ruining itself, truly putting itself to death. And here we really don't see anything ahead. When we look at the younger generation or the older generation, we see everyone's lost the way, we're in the desert, we don't know the direction, and we certainly need a spiritual leader, the upper light that will shine for us and will lead us to the correct state. The correct state has to be according to nature. We're all in nature. It's only that when we look at the where the corporeal nature leads us, we see where we're headed to. We have to behave according to the other nature, the spiritual nature of bestowal and love. That's why the Torah was given to us, so we can truly and correctly realize it and bring ourselves to a spiritual degree, so that we'll understand that our whole world is imaginary. It's not that we live in it, it only seems to us that we live in it. That's what we call, we were as dreamers. And we have to ascend to a world where our eyes can open. Instead of looking inside, as the Zohar describes, it's the opposite. We look outside. Outside means not through our ego. the will to receive, but through the will to bestow, the quality of bestowal. That's how we reach a new world, a new reality. This is why the reception of the Torah, the realization of the Torah, fulfillment of the Torah is a very big thing. And comes to be realized exactly now in our world. If we are rewarded with doing it right, we'll be the first generation of the last generation. However, if we're not rewarded with that, the world may go into greater and greater troubles. And if these troubles are not enough to bring us to correction, then bigger troubles will bring us to correction. That's how we will nonetheless have to realize the Torah. We can say that there are two big parts in the Torah, the reception of the Torah and the understanding of the essence of the Torah, which is love thy friend as yourself, and out of that you reach love the Creator, your God, which is the end of the correction. And the reception of the Torah itself includes the reception itself and fulfillment of it, which is called Arvut. Meaning fulfilling the Torah, realizing is called Arvut, the mutual guarantee. And the reception of the Torah is, we call it the giving of the Torah. So we've been through the article, the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah. If we can say that we went through it, well, we did read it and we found some new points in the meantime. And we still are yet to reveal more in that article. And what we're about to read now is the Arvut article, as much as we can use it, so that we, all of us, are all in a group that is being formed now. It's getting stronger now and trying to fulfill this rule of Arvut. Yes, Moshe. With respect to an individual or ten, what does this mean, this state of giving of the Torah, the reception of the Torah? You can understand the giving of the Torah to a certain extent when a person is in a state, even if he's alone, he has no group. He can somehow understand this, not emotionally that much, but intellectually. You can understand that love thy friend as yourself is a rule of the Torah, and fulfilling it is only possible if you're in the group, even though you're not there, but realizing it is in Arvut. And for that, you have to be connected to others. That's why it's impossible to do it alone. There's a verse, if you either you're in a group or you're dead. That's a rule that's written in all the books of the Torah, even if you're not learning Kabbalah and you're not drawn to spirituality, it is customary to study in pairs at least. So understand that to receive the Torah is to fulfill it in the Arvut between the friends. Now, receiving is receiving, but if you want to fulfill it, it's in Arvut. Reception of the Torah is only receiving, it's like the Rosh. But fulfilling it is in Arvut, in the connection between the friends. And the word giving is from the word gift. Yes, the reception of the Torah is from the giving of the Torah and the reception of the Torah. It's two states. In the Rosh, you also have two. So, receiving is fulfillment of the reception of the Torah and the Rav. Yes. And then the Arvut. The fulfilling the Torah is in the Arvut. Yes. No. Yes, but the Torah itself, what is that? What is the Torah? Torah is the special light that the Creator bestows upon the lower ones in order to bring them closer to Him, according to the quality of the qualities. So what's the importance of this holiday, Shavuot? All year there's the giving of the Torah. It's like a root and branch for that act, for that event that happened once in history. So, with respect to that, we have this holiday, a special day. They say, if I remember correctly, they say that Moses wrote the Torah. Yes, that's right. Some say that the Torah was given from above. But what is the meaning of it? Moses wrote it, or we got it from above? What is that? I don't know. What do people say in the Kabbalah about it? I don't know. I don't want to go into it right now. I don't want to go into it. It's such a wide subject. We're not talking about it now. We're in this day before the holiday, the festival of Shavuot, which is the day of the reception of the Torah. There's a reception of the Torah, the giving of the Torah, the reception of the Torah, the fulfillment of the Torah. That's it. So we're in the day of the giving from above and reception from below. I hope, may it be so. And then realizing it. So I'll ask differently, is there sanctity for this, the chapters of the Torah?
You're asking about such different things.
Yeah, but is there sanctity there in the chapters?
I don't know what this chapter is. At the Torah there, there's a holy cabinet. You go there.
Yes.
And you kiss the Torah.
Why not?
This is holy.
Yeah, I see how the whole world relates to the Torah. What's the right relation to the Torah? Is there sanctity in the Torah itself? Is there something saint in this book?
What do you mean it by itself?
Look, there's Simchat Torah, this holiday. The happiness.
The joy of the Torah, it's not the Torah itself.
So what is it?
You are trying here. Words are completely different. Spiritual concepts, corporal concepts. I have not to tell you. You have to study. If you study, in 10 years you will understand and you will come and ask more poignant questions.
Is there a meaning to this kli called Torah in the hall, or isn't there?
What is a vessel inside the hall?
You see the book, the Torah, with this jot on the top. When you open it, is there something in it or not? Is it all internal?
Yeah, there is. There's the tree of life, as we call it, and on it there is light. I'm sorry, it's leather, and on this leather there's parchment, and then on the parchment there's letters written, and all of this together is called the Book of Torah.
What do we do with it? What should I do with it when I pray? We read this. Is there meaning to this for a person reading this book?
I don't know what kind of meaning there is. Of course, it's good that if people, even without understanding or knowing, without any internal connection, read the Torah. Of course, there's some significance to that. It keeps the people, for thousands of years, it kept the nation together. And sometimes, every once in a while, every 100 years or 1,000 years, someone awakens and he wants to understand the inner meaning of the Torah. And that's why it's worthwhile for those thousands of people over thousands of years that just opened up and read the Torah. It's worthwhile for them to do it so one would awaken every 1,000 years and attain the Torah. Because as a result of them, he also sanctifies them.
I'll ask a different question. I used to be religious, true religious. When I read the Torah, or when someone reads the Torah, can I draw the light that it reforms?
As a result of reading, no. The reforming light comes as a result of one's intention, a special intention. when you want to be reformed, go back to the good. The good is the good who does good. It's the Creator, whose quality is love and bestowal to the others. If you want to come to bestowal to the other and love of other, then the Torah works on you and gets you to that. So think and beware. Maybe you shouldn't read the Torah. Suddenly you might change and start loving everyone. Let's start, after all.
So we're reading the Arvut article, Mutual Guarantee. It's continued from Matan Torah. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, Mutual Guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and everyone from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, the commandment of loving others in the full measure, expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah.
Meaning, the fact that you are holding what we call a corporeal book of Torah, the parchment on the piece of wood, that doesn't mean that you're holding on to the Torah. And the fact that you are in the presence of this book doesn't mean that you received the Torah. Because receiving the Torah means that you take upon yourself to keep what is written. And what's written is how to reach love of others. Simply, with everything you have, with all your desires, all your qualities. If you agree with that, then you can say that you are receiving the Torah. If you disagree, then from above there is a giving of the Torah, but from below there is no receiving of the Torah. Now, then humanity evolves and develops, it comes to a state where, according to the development of its ego, the ego that's inside of humanity, when the ego grows, people begin to be in conflict, to clash, as it was in ancient Babylon. Right? All the languages were mixed up. And then there's a state where you cannot bring them. You can bring them, the method of correction. The Creator arranged a group of people in one place and brought a person there called Abraham, who understood what it was all about and demanded some correction and received the method. It's not as in the receiving of the Torah, the giving of the Torah during the time of Moses, but in a different way called the Torah of the Patriarchs. And he started to teach them, those who wanted, and that became the foundation of the people of Israel. Yeshar Kel, straight to the Creator. They understood that if they work from love of others to love of others, and from love of others to love of the Creator, this is called Israel. That's what he taught them. And so, the foundation of the people of Israel, if you want to call them Israel, you have to check first, do they have a desire to come closer to one another, despite the burning ego between them, and from the closeness between them to come closer to the upper force that is all love and bestowal. So the essence of the Torah is love your friend infinitely, without end. The one who yearn for that are called Yashar Kel Israel. The ones who don't are called Gentiles or the nations of the world.
I once heard, it seems to me that you said you taught us that Rabbi Shimon wrote the Zohar with respect to the Torah, meaning the chapters of the Torah are in the Zohar. Why did he do that? What for?
In the Torah that they wrote throughout the 40 years of the desert, they expressed the entire process that the general soul called Adam goes through from a certain state until it reaches the end of correction. Where Bereshit, Genesis, in the beginning, is the beginning of correction, and Israel, the last word in the Torah, is the end of the correction. That's what they expressed. But in the Torah, we have four tongues, four languages that can express it, according to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, four phases of direct light, yeah? So, Rabbi Shimon expressed what was written in the Torah using the language of Kabbalah. Although it's not exactly the language of Kabbalah, it's a language of Midrash. That's the book of Zohar. And the other Kabbalists expressed it in other forms. Also Gemara, Mishnah, and then the Gemara, they're written in a certain way. All those books, like the Bible, all those books are called the holy books because they express all the actions of correction on various levels, various modes. So people, humans in general, need to carry out in order to reach adhesion in the Creator, which is the ultimate goal for everyone. That's it.
Talking about the Torah, the method of connection, did we receive this from Abraham in the days of Babylon or in front of Mount Sinai?
The Torah is received in each and every generation, but there are times when we receive them according to the change in us. In Babylon, we received it according to the way we were in Babylon. On the one hand, there was a desire to connect. A small part that understood they have to correct in the form of love covers all transgressions. And after additional development and the exile from Egypt, we were in a different form with this great will to receive called Pharaoh. Where this group acquired a greater, increased ego and needed an upgrade of the method, how to say it? An upgraded version of the method. And then it's called the receiving of the Torah. What's the difference? During the reception of Torah, they had to divide in tents, and that's what Moses did in the desert. According to the invention of Ito, Jethro. And then they started to work in this way, and they reached a state where they could reach, during the 40 years of the desert, the desert is the distance between Malchut and Bina, they could reach a desire called the Shar Kel, and there to build a vessel called the Temple, Beit HaMikdash.
But what's the difference between Abraham's Torah and Moses' Torah?
The implementation, realization, either between individuals and disorganized groups, the ego that was not so big, and the state where the Pharaoh exists between those people whose ego is on fire, they are colliding with one another, you have to connect them forcefully and with a great deal of wisdom to bring them to the method.
You're saying that the Torah is received each and every generation.
Torah is the light that corrects the intentions to be in order to bestow. That's the light that reforms to the good. I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms. So if I have the evil inclination, and I want to correct it, even a little bit, towards the good inclination, I need the light to correct me. And this light, the light that shines corrects it for me. That's why I need the Torah, as we say. Of course, in each and every state, I have a different Torah.
What kind of Torah does our generation need?
according to what is revealed, according to what we need in order to correct, that we're willing to tolerate the correction according to that. And it's not just the Torah for the generation. Every group, every state, every day has, as it's written, every day have a giving of the Torah.
Besides for the Kabbalists, who in our days needs the Torah, and what kind of Torah do they need?
In reality, each and every person needs the Torah, because no one feels himself in the perfect state. But he doesn't understand that he can come to the perfect state from his suffering. And he is suffering because he does not realize the Torah. So there are many other things to get to know along the way before he decides he needs the Torah. We gather in a group, in tens, in groups, in order to scrutinize the necessity, the need for Torah. Well, we have to discover that even with all the labor that we put in, we still don't come to the connection between us, let alone love of brothers, love your friend as yourself. And if not, we need to understand from this that we need the Torah, because in love thy friend as yourself, we'll also be able to reach love the Lord your God, adhesion with the Creator. That's the purpose.
And that's a way to receive the Torah, through this route, in the tens, in the connection. There is no other way to receive the Torah.
No, because you need to show that you're in a clean, in a vessel, in a system, where you're lacking only the upper force in order to connect the parts of the system. Everyone is distant, hates one another, but they understand that they need to be connected. They simply don't know how to connect, by what to connect. We hate one another, but we know that only by coming closer to one another will there will be connection between us. We'll be able to bestow contentment to the Creator. So how do we do it? And then they have a need for this force to connect them called Torah. This is called the need for receiving the Torah. Okay?
To be precise about the terms, there's a matter of receiving, giving from above, and there's receiving from below. So, in this holiday, Shavuot, we are celebrating the giving or the receiving?
It's hard to say. We commemorate, we celebrate the giving from above and the receiving from below. It's a symbol. Not more than that. Like all of our symbols, we didn't reach the receiving of Torah. We just need to believe that from above the Torah is given each and every day on the Mount of Horeb, as it's written. What's written about giving of the Torah?
In Shemati 161, the matter of the giving of the Torah. The matter of the giving of the Torah was on Mount Sinai. It does not mean that then the Torah was given and that's it. The giving of the Torah is an eternal thing. The Creator always gives the Torah. It's only that we are not qualified to receive it. And then, standing before Mount Sinai, meaning we did receive the Torah. That was the merit at that time. We were all as one man and one heart. Meaning we all had only one thought, which was to receive the Torah. But the Creator always gives. As the Ribash said, that one must hear the Ten Commandments every day on Mount Sinai. So, suppose now we don't feel we have the Torah that was given, or we can work with it.
But do they need it or not?
That's it. By working and coming close to this state, we feel we need it, and then we'll feel it's there. Maybe this is the meaning of the giving of the Torah, that we feel that it exists for us, that we can use it.
Before the receiving of Torah, we need it, and we feel that it exists.
Then in the desert, we really feel it and we draw it to us when we already feel that we feel that it exists. Thank you.
Yeah, when you feel there's no connection between us, it's called the desert. And then in receiving the Torah, this connection grows stronger.
The Creator doesn't let people connect egoistically.
Doesn't let.
Even the government, they were so happy they were elected, but they couldn't connect egoistically.
I don't want to talk about it. To explain it, I have no business.
I'm just asking, what can help them? The Torah can help them? What can help them?
Nothing can help them. This is the lost cause. Just for the people of Israel to remain in Israel corporeally, let's hope not thanks to them and what they're doing there. On the heels of the Messiah, the insolence will overflow. That's what we see. People who care about nothing, except for everyone who cares about himself. In this way, the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, cannot exist. The only reason we exist is because of an upper grace. And how long? It was always like that. As it was set for 70 years before the ruin of the temple, but you could see the signs that it's about to be destroyed. And even then, it didn't stop them. And today, you don't see that they're burying the people, the nation, and as Baal Zulam writes, if we fail here, we'll have to leave this place. Those who stay here will draw in the sea of Arabs who will come back here.
So what do we need to understand?
We're not the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, unless we go towards the connection between us. There's no key to success. As I hear people say, look at the achievements of the people of Israel. What kind of achievements? It depends on what you consider achievements. They buy from us more and more startups every month. High-tech companies that we let the Chinese come here and build more and more. And what are the achievements? Well, we can't sit next to one another. This poor parliament of ours divides to 20, 30, I don't know how many, 40? 42 parties. What is that? How can such a thing be? And inside each party, everyone is arguing amongst themselves. There's nothing to do. From spiritual perspective, our state appears terminal.
So who is the Torah intended for?
Because specifically in this way, if we explain to the people as much as possible that other than the tendency for love thy friend as yourself, we have nothing that can save the people and the nation. If we can explain it, even and if they agree with it just a little bit, because people are despaired of all those things. And that's why we have a chance to explain that this is what we need. Excuse me. And then, that we need a method for connection. We don't need anything more than that. A method for connection. Otherwise, it will happen as it happened to us back then, 2,000 years ago. 3,000 years ago during the destruction of the first temple, and 2,000 years ago in the destruction of the second temple. It's the same thing. And Rabbi Akiva was crying, "Love thy friend as yourself," and this epidemic of the evil inclination that entered between all his students. We need to cry about that only. Otherwise, we're coming very close to destruction. It doesn't matter what they say about us. We'll do what we understand and what the Creator wants the people of Israel to know before he's going into exile, as Baal Sulam says. Write his words. There's no escaping with such qualities, with such behavior in the land of Israel, in the people of Israel, in Jerusalem. The unified. We can't. It's opposed to all the laws, meaning we received it in order to realize it, but we don't.
What must the people of Israel understand? What method must they receive? What do they need to receive?
He needs to receive only one thing. He needs to move towards connection. And to move towards a connection, we need tents, as Abraham did it in Israel. Abraham understood it, and then Moses. And we have no choice, but we need to show them that that's how we advance. And the upper light will influence us and advance us and raise us to the degree of Yashar Kel. So the method of tens, you can say that this method of the tens, where each and every ten should reach what? Rav, the revelation of the force of bestowal and love between them, and then in this force of love and bestowal, they will discover the Creator, the upper force. And how do we get there? Rav. And by starting to do it, it will influence the whole world, all of reality. And all of reality will start to calm down. The fighting between people will stop, will die down. They'll begin to calm down. They'll begin to be a little softer, closer to one another. And also on the degrees of animate, vegetative, and still, even there, everything will calm down, and everything will heal.
How do we start? How can we start with so many people?
We start here with the people of Israel in the land of Israel.
How will they receive and accept this method? Only we have it. How can they accept it? How can they respond to it?
It's not our business if they take it or not. We have to do everything that's required of us in a better way. I hope that these people who can write and with us, you can maybe count them on one hand, that they should try and write and introduce it into every possible place. You hear that, Avihu? It's a must. To be less prideful and think less that he's so smart and knows how to do everything. Just deliver himself to this goal. This is in Israel. And we have to think also how we do it abroad. Because there as well, the situation, starting to awaken in such a direction that they will be able to listen to what we're saying.
Rav,
with God's help, what you just said will happen. But how do you see in Israel? Suppose 7 million people are dividing into tens. What, in the neighborhood, in the building, in the workplace? How can such a thing happen?
I don't know. First of all, they have to hear what we're talking about. Not that there is an obligation to be intense, but in general, they need to hear why the people of Israel must be connected and why it's so difficult for him to be connected, because it came out of all the nations of the world, and that's why there's hatred between them. You'll see now in America, in all the countries, how many Jews you have in all those different parties that are really opposite from one another. And also in Israel, there's no shortage of that. So it's clear to us that this mutual hatred has an origin. You can go into all the websites and see what they write about us, even more than what's happening between them, because we are hated by everyone. That's how it was, and that's how it will be. And we don't need to not look at it, but only to influence with what we have to say, and as much as possible, and not to be ashamed and not to hide anything, but only in such a way that it will be received somehow, as much as they can receive, and a little, a tiny bit more. And continue.
Rav, when you answered Dr. Vlad, you told him that the method is the tens. That's what's going to save this nation here and the entire humanity. Meaning, if we look, suppose, 2 steps ahead, and I want to ask my question again. In what way do you see it when you optimistically look at it?
If I have to be optimistic, I see it as a series on TV where the 10 is there, and every day, really every day, from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9 p.m., the 10 appears for half an hour, maybe 45 minutes or an hour, and it acts out the group, but acts it in a way that more correctly demonstrates the group that is advancing in connection between one another, and it arranges itself towards the spiritual state, and in such a way that there are various events, various states that everyone can identify with. Let's say this is one thing. What else? I don't know. I don't have an imagination. But in this way, various people of ours, but in highly vetted, correct ways, will talk about it, tell the stories about it, maybe take people from the outside who have gone through this, how much it helps them. In short, connection. We need to publish connection. And how much connection is salvation compared to everything else? Because Torah was given in order to connect. I don't need the Torah, I need the connection. But in order to connect egoists, I need the upper force called the Torah, the reforming light. Meaning I'm not bowing down to the Torah, I'm bowing down before the connection that the Torah realizes.
And the most ideal picture, suppose in a week or two from now, You see, people really sit in physical tents here in Israel or different places. They sit and drink coffee, say, in the morning, they sit together and unite in tents.
It could be maybe in the evening, in the morning, whenever it's comfortable for them. But they know that by that they're coming to a secure state, a good, comfortable health, security, all the things everyone wants. After they understand they have nothing else to depend on, but only the connection. And through the connection, you receive from above all the abundance. And the abundance arranges everything. Clear, yes.
You have, on Saturday you mentioned that there's a mother goose and all the
yes.
They follow it, all the small ones. And there are all kinds of media and all kinds of articles, and in general you have two different forms. I don't yet see, if I look from the times of Abraham with all his groups until today, there was always a Kabbalist who led everyone, like the mother goose. So how can people, if we formulate tens, how can we connect them together? How can we make it consolidate them?
I don't think it's a matter of kind of crystallizing them. I think, on the contrary, we spread it out. To crystallize something is good for a nation, for a group. But here, we need the opposite form. We need to expand it throughout the entire world. Please, take it, because on that depends peace in the world. That's it. Why do I need it? I don't need anyone to add to us. We have 1 million people. Let there be another 10 million. Let there be 1 billion. It's not going to give me anything. For me, if everyone will be in the same method of connection, because there's no other method, only by the upper force, and it is a single force, and that's it. So why do we need to yearn for the same structure as the a nation, as a people? There's a spiritual leader and he attaches things to himself in circles. No, we have to see it the other way around. A method that spreads out in the networks, on the internet. People understand, they have no choice but to realize it. And that's it. And even if they're not connected to Bnei Baruch, and certainly not to me, that's what it appears to me.
That's clear. I'm talking about a more internal layer that people cannot study from themselves. They learn through examples.
So there's no shortage of examples online. Create the correct examples. People will see it, and from that they will learn.
When the mother goose has her small geese, so one studies from the other, and that's how the mother, it's a group, it's like a ten.
Everything through the virtual network. You're going to send like Chabad representatives to different places? Why? I was in South America, groups just made a leap over a year. Hard to believe. Where did they come from? We didn't have a representative, didn't have anything. We had virtual connections. You don't need more than that. I would establish in North and South America such points, routers that will provide study to teaching to different places. I think that new things, as we're learning about now, entering the Lishma, this we need to have a teacher. And should be attractive to the students. That's true, but connection in the group, the method of connection between them, they don't need to learn what we're learning. They don't need it. It also takes many years until a person goes through the various steps of preparation, because before that he can't hear anything. Faith above reason, lishma, that everything I see in my ego, and I want to see it above my ego, that there, these are two levels. Such things are not suitable for everyone. They will accept it, but from the connection. It's like in our world, how many people develop a certain phone, a new phone, right? And how many and use it? Everyone. There's the development, meaning connection with the mochin, and then using the mochin.
What is this person who wakes up in the morning, he starts watching the 10 on TV? What is the connection? What's the connection?
It influences him. Just like every 10. Because if he connects to others, he causes good to himself. So connection, egoistic connection, doesn't matter. But he knows it's good to connect with others because by that he's drawing into this world the good force.
What do you mean by connection with others? What others?
A good attitude towards everyone. A nice attitude to the other. But they don't have a point in the heart. They don't have these things. Only from the raw desire that they have, they can use that. And that's why, if they understand that in the right relationship between them, they'll be better arranged in life, even in spiritual life, that by getting along better, they will be connected to the Kabbalists. They will feel that they have contact with the people of Israel, with the Kabbalists. You don't need anything more than that. Because on the in the degrees from above down, you need everyone, all people.
The moment they, if I go as an ordinary person and start thinking or talking about connection, maybe it's better not to talk about it. This transition of everything is rotten, starting from top down and from down up. So who can you connect to? What good thing can I see here? It only evokes such.
Depends on how much you see in the world that it is bad and is about to be destroyed. If you see that, and you have preparation in various videos and explanations, and you understand there's no choice but we're going towards annihilation, and with all the garbage that we're throwing out and covering this planet, we're already in a terrible crisis, but we relate to it as if nothing is happening, and on and on. So if you are getting an explanation, and in the explanation there's no choice but everything depends on the good relationship between us, people will begin to think, what should we do? Well, if we die, we die, but no one has such a tendency towards that. I'm better off dead, or I should live and get my life together. Everything depends on the calculation. You say everything is lost. I'm saying not everything is lost, because as long as there's an ego in person, he doesn't want to suffer. You see, everyone is drawn attracted to some drugs. Bring me a drug and I don't care about anything. You're right, that's the nicest solution, the best. I'll feel good, good. I won't care about others, I won't care. Good, nice. What can be better than that? Let's all take some drugs and dance. No, it's not going to work out for us.
I have nothing to add, but I heard that in seminaries, in the best seminaries in Israel, you can go into there and you'll find the drugs and stuff.
Yeah, it's clear everyone has it. So what? But it's not a solution. Those are people who are attracted to drugs in order to have some good mood, not feel the sorrow, but without a solution. Doesn't matter if he's religious or secular. Man is a man. Person is a person. If religion used to cover everything in a person, he would feel and believe. Now he understands that religion only provides for this corporeal life. And it makes him stronger, so he can face up to those against him. That's it. Religion today is like a military camp.
That too is already disintegrated. But if I wake up in the morning, start hearing about connection, wherever I am here in Israel, I see all the high tech and the good things in Israel was sold to the Chinese, and here everyone is fighting each other. So why should I talk or think about connection? I'll take a smoke and that's it. If I have an environment, I go somewhere, okay, but if I don't have it, what for?
Nobody give him a solution.
What solution?
Connection. In connection, we come to another dimension, the upper force. We invite the good force that influences us. Why can't you explain it?
Because if I just take a smoke, it calms me down in 2 seconds, and it's so cheap. And connection is something that doesn't attract me.
I understand. But nevertheless, you come to a state where even this drag from the drug, you can't take it. You see, it's disgusting. It's the potion of death, not because it brings you to death, but it disconnects you. It doesn't give you an actual solution. Now, it's better if you would not be created. This guy has no problems and no solution. So it's better. You disconnect yourself from reality, so it's better to not have a reality. This is true, but our nature is opposed to that. You won't be able to continue. So you'll be using this little candy 5-10 years. But you'll see, humanity will ultimately say, I don't want any more. People know about drugs for as long as humanity exists, and they never used it. The ego didn't demand it to that extent. We didn't see such a thing. We never saw such a thing that masses are drawn towards drugs, narcotics. We see that the big ego is bringing us big deficiencies, and those depths, we cannot fill them with anything. I have no purpose in life, I have nothing to live for, I feel no meaning, no taste in life, no family, no kids, nothing. So if maybe I'll have some work, or I'll get into this game and I'll bury myself there, maybe it's good. But those who can't do it, what can they do? You see, people don't want to get married, they don't want to have kids. They don't care about anything. This is the time of transition, and we have to use it. We can't wait until they say, good, give us something, we have nothing else. No, we must. I understand everything you're saying, but we have to work together. I think yesterday was a good gathering, friends. So we have to continue in this direction and scrutinize this point that we are learning about now. Which is the two levels. Above reason. You should understand what's happening there. When you understand it, this is spirituality. The opening of the new world, eternal, without any connection to spirituality. Let's hope that we'll discover it quickly. And write, please. The giving of Torah, Matan Torah, you have an opportunity to write in the next two weeks this concept of the giving of the Torah. Why? What for? who was it given to, and all those, everything around that, a lot, many things. And with that, anything else?
An announcement to conclude. Evening lesson, you're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30, live with Dr. Rav Lightman on our website, Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah, we're happy to invite you to intro lectures before we start courses in about the wisdom of Kabbalah tonight, Monday, in Modi'in and Ashkelon, and Wednesday, June 5th, in Carmiel and Ashdod. Admission is 30 shekels. Please register in our website, kab.co.il, or on our phone, 1-700-509-209. Let's sing a song.
בזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם